You're going to have to get here early to be able to get a seat. Hallelujah. Now, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. That's a fine way to get started, isn't it? For the devil sinneth from the beginning. Look, hold your hand and go to Genesis. Hold your hand right there. Put your Bible ribbon there. Let's go to Genesis. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning. Hallelujah. Now look at Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, we shall not eat of it, neither shall we touch it. Which God didn't say that. He didn't say not to touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent, who is the devil, I said, who is the devil? And that's the one that sinned in the beginning, isn't it? Right? He is the devil. And he sinned in the beginning, didn't he? The scripture says, hallelujah. He wasn't always the devil. He used to be an archangel. Hallelujah. His name was Lucifer. You know, even his good name don't even sound good no more. Right? That was his good name. But when he became bad, everything about him is bad. His good name. No, who wants to be named Lucifer? We got Gabriel, right? We got Michael, right? But we don't have no Lucifers. I mean, someone call it a name, their child Lucifer. It would be sad that child be marked with a name like that. Are you listening? Well, the scripture said he was a liar in the beginning. Well, he's talking about in our beginning. Hallelujah. You can see the lie he's telling. A lie is a sin. So he's lying, so he's sinning, isn't it? And he's lying to God's man, the woman. He gave dominion over the works of his hand. Hallelujah. So you can readily see that, okay? It says, he that, what, committeth sin is of the devil. So, I mean, if you lie, you're committing sin. If you steal, you're committing sin. Amen. If you disagree with God, you're committing sin. Unbelief is sin. If you're worrying about something, you're committing sin. Don't shut me down. Because you can't be in agreement with God in an area and then worry about it. You've broken faith with God. Faith brings joy and peace. Peace of soul, peace of mind. Now, you have to fight the good fight of faith to maintain that peace of mind. To maintain the joy, because you know the enemy is going to attack your mind, because he don't want you and I to stand, and having done all to stand, and you'll move if you move off it mentally. That's why you have to make what we call quality decisions, decisions of quality, based on the word of God, based on the scriptures. God said it. I believe it, and I'm standing on it, and having done all to stand, the Bible encourages us to stand. And we stand by faith. The same way we walk is the same way we stand. We walk by faith, we stand by faith. Hallelujah. Our whole activity in the kingdom is faith. The Bible talks about the works of faith. There's a difference between the works of the law and the works of faith. The works of faith is what we do in the new covenant. Under the old blood covenant, under the law was the work of the law. And the scripture says no man would be justified by the works of the law. Our justification came by faith. Well, we know now by the scripture says that the devil sinned from the beginning. Now listen to this. For this purpose. Remember, we say where purpose is not known, abuse is inedible. Purpose gives meaning to a thing. For this purpose, this is the reason. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. What purpose? Because the devil had sinned. Now, I'm talking about in our creation. When God says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the works of our hand. That means God gave us authority on this planet over the work. We didn't need authority over the devil and over the demons because they wasn't here. Maybe that's what Adam didn't realize, because they never realized that there was a devil. Oh, maybe they did know it was a devil. But notice he says, I'm giving you authority over the works of my hand. Satan came and took away their dominion. Now, the devil caused Adam and Eve to sin. And because of that sin, then death came into the human race and over the works of God's hand, because God had put it under Adam's authority. Adam had the responsibility. He was the landlord. It wasn't his property, but he was chosen to be the landlord. You're the one that's going to manage my property. Mankind's going to manage the earth. I'm going to give him dominion, authority over this. Well, Satan came in there and sold that bill of goods or that evil, and they bought it, and they lost dominion. They gave it up. They rebelled along with the top rebellious, Satan. So the Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifested. Now look at John, the first chapter. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, or revealed, or made known, or come out into view. Look at 1 John chapter 1, and let's start with verse 1. In the beginning. Now that's a different beginning than Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, because this beginning is talking about eternity past. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. See, Satan wasn't in that beginning. Are you listening to me? Only in the mind of God did he exist. You and I was not in that beginning. We hadn't manifest yet, because we were still on the inside of God, in the mind of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This talking about eternity past, before anything was brought forth. Glory to God. Everything was in God in this beginning. So John, by the Spirit of God, is letting us know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. He was with God in the beginning, eternity past. Amplified Bible said, before all time, or before time began. Why is that? Because God created time. You know, I was thinking one day, I'm just using my imagination, and I'm saying, I've been in heaven for a trillion years. I wonder how long that been. Hey God, can you calculate in time, when we were in the time realm, what a trillion years would have looked like? See, we think that we've been here a long time, but this is the scripture said, this is like a vapor. It appears for a moment and then it's gone. But in our minds, we think this has been a long time. He says, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. So wherever you come from, you have to be sustained by that. The fish lives in the water because the fish life is sustained by what's in the water, because the fish came out of the water. The plant has to stay connected to the earth, because the plant was made from the earth. But when God made us, he didn't speak to the dirt. He didn't speak to the water. He didn't speak to the sun. He spoke to himself. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the works of our hands.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing work by love. You have a good week.